Médecins Sans Frontières is present in the country since 20 years. So that reflects a bit the need that are there. We're not there to stay in a country if we don't consider that this country is suffering a crisis, a medical crisis. We were present in Port-au-Prince, in Haiti as well, in Haiti, in the countryside, but mostly in Port-au-Prince with the structure. So we've been able to increase the operation quickly. But in the early days after the earthquake, we were feeling a bit lonely. We have to say as well that the authorities of Haiti and the UN headquarters was affected. One of the particularities of this natural disaster is that it affected the capital of the country, meaning that the offices of the authorities were destroyed, some of the staff disappeared, high-level authorities were killed by the earthquake. So the entire system of coordination, would it be by national authorities or by the UN system, was hampered from the beginning. So it took more time than it should have been in normal circumstances to build a kind of coordination system. What we suffered more honestly was the airport coordination and the lack of priority that was given to the medical supply. We believe that under normal circumstances, the UN system or the Haitian authority would have been able to prioritize the medical emergency equipment as being the main need at that time of the population. So now we see that things are getting better. We see other actors. We see distribution taking place and taking place done by professionals as well. But of course, it took time. It's difficult logistically. It's difficult for everybody, including for us, to increase our capacity and to respond to that. I'm proud that we have of what we have done, but we can't forget that a lot of people unfortunately died because the capacities were limited while the needs were enormous.